Watch out for the what if scenario. That's my tip for the day. What do I mean by that? Well, an interesting example of it came up today on Twitter. One of the features that I've got on the Boag World website is a little bit right at the beginning of every post that says how long it's going to take you to read the post. And it's generally a very popular feature and a lot of people comment on how good it is. However, I was pointed at an article that said that they didn't like that approach, which obviously is perfectly valid and people are more than welcome to have whatever opinion they want over that kind of thing. But the logic behind the argument went, well, you don't really know. You don't know how long it's going to take somebody to read that copy. After all, what if English isn't their first language? What if they're a slow reader? What if they have dyslexia or some other cognitive disability that affects their reading speed? And it is true. Those comments are all true. Does that therefore mean that you don't include that piece of functionality that benefits the vast majority of people because of the what if scenarios? And actually, it goes a lot further than just, you know, how long it takes to read a page. It occurs in all kinds of situations. Developers are particularly susceptible to the what if thinking. You know, their job is to worry about edge cases. What if a user isn't logged in? What if they don't have a credit card? What if X, Y, and Z? The trouble is that often these what if scenarios can bog down and damage a website. They can prevent you from doing something that benefits the vast majority of users because of the minority. Now, obviously, we do have to certain moral and legal obligations over some of those what-if situations. What if a user has a disability? We still need to make sure we accommodate them on the website. However, beyond that, there is a perfectly valid argument that says that you should serve the majority and not allow the minority to hold you back. It's a difficult balancing act to achieve. You have to consider the business benefits, the moral implications, the legal implications, etc., etc. But I do think we need to be careful that we don't hamstring ourselves too much by worrying about the what-if scenarios. And I actually think that the reading speed that I display on Boag World is a classic example of that. You know, what if a user doesn't have English as their first language? If they are a slower reader, well, the what-if scenario is that actually what they will do is they will look at that reading speed and go, well, I'm probably slower than that because English isn't my first language. So it may say that I'll take 5 minutes to read it, but I probably take longer. People can kind of work it out for themselves, and that's fine. But if there was no guide, nothing there, then nobody gets to work anything out and nobody gets advised. So that is my tip for the day. Be careful about the what-if scenarios. Be careful you don't get bogged down with those edge cases. Sometimes something is better than nothing.